感谢主带领我们来到聚会的最后一堂聚会
啊。We thank the Lord. He has led us to the last,
最后一堂信息啊。
The last message of this conference.
时间过得很快。
Time quickly passes.
我们已经是2017年的第二天了。
Today is already the second day of the New Year 2017.
所以求主在今年真是保守我们。
We do look unto the Lord to truly keep us this year.
我这一次的从主领受的负担
The burden which I received from the Lord this time
和弟兄姊妹来交通顾念所不见
That is to share with brothers and sisters to behold the things which are unseen.
我感觉今天在神的百姓当中
I feel that amongst the children of God
关于这一些的语言对我们来讲似乎是比较陌生的
Now, concerning such prophecies, it is somewhat unfamiliar to us.
但是呢我们知道这些都是当初使徒们侍奉主的时候他们生命中最重要的经历。
But yet, we also understand that these were the most important matters, experiences that the apostles sought after.
也许这些言语对于我们今天来讲觉得有点深奥觉得有一点抽象。
Now, perhaps, even though the words to us may be somewhat abstract or maybe more deep,
但是我们求主让我们对这些能够逐渐的感觉不陌生。
Yet may it be that we before the Lord continually to seek that these words no longer be unfamiliar to us.
因为这些东西才是最重要的。
For these matters are the most important ones.
因为外面所看见的东西
For all the things we see externally.
只不过是里面光景的一个表现而已。
It's merely a reflection of our condition that is within.
所以，如果我们不能回到这个根源上面
，Therefore, if we cannot return back to the origin,
你很多外面的问题你是没办法解决的。
There will be very much outward matters we cannot take care of.
所以，求主施恩施怜悯。
So may we look to the Lord for His grace and mercy.
主这一次把这个负担放在我里面。
This time, as the Lord placed this burden upon me,
我也是靠着主的恩典和弟兄姊妹一同来交通。
I look unto the Lord's grace to share with brothers and sisters.
我实在承认人的话语是非常有限。
Now I confess that man's words are very limited.
但愿圣灵开我们里面的眼睛。
And may the Holy Spirit open our eyes within.
叫我们对这些事物能有更深的注目。
So that we would have a greater understanding, a comprehension of these matters within.
如同使徒保罗一样。
Just as the Apostle Paul.
我想开头的时候我们也还是先一同来读一些主的话。
As we begin, let us first read some of the word of the Lord.
我们请弟兄姊妹再打开哥林多后书第四章。
Our brothers and sisters, please turn with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
我们把第一节读一下。
I'll read verse 1.
我们既然蒙怜悯受了这职分就不丧胆。
Therefore, seeing we have this ministry as we have received mercy, we faint not.
第十六节到十八节。
Verses 16 through 18.
所以我们不丧胆，外体虽然毁坏，内心却一天新似一天。我们这自战自轻的苦楚，要为我们成就极重无比永远的荣耀。原来我们不是顾念所见的，乃是顾念所不见的，因为所见的是暂时的。所不见的是永远的。
For which cause we faint not, but though the outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal.
在第十六节这里。
Verse 16 here.
原文的意思，这个外体就是里外面的人。
This outward man, and this is our flesh.
这个内心是讲到里面的人。
And this inward man is speaking with the man inwardly.
我们中文的这方面的翻译啊，有很大的出入。
Now, in the Chinese translation, translation is quite vast.
我们再看这个以弗所书。
Let's also turn to Ephesians.
第三章。
Ephesians chapter 3.
14节到19节。
Verses 14 to 19。
因此我在父面前屈膝，天上的地上的各家都是从他得名，求他按着他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵，叫你们心里的力量，叫你们心里，那个心里原文应该是里面的人能够刚强起来，使基督因你们的信住在你们心里，叫你们的爱心有根有基，能以和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等长阔高深，并且知道这爱是过于人所能测度的，便叫神一切所充满的充满了你们。
For this cause, I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and on earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passes all knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God.
罗马书第七章
Romans chapter 7.
我们读21节和22节。
We read verses 21 and 22.
我觉得有个律，就是我愿意为善的时候，便有恶与我同在。因为按照我里面的意思啊，这里里面的意思应该翻作是里面的人，按照我里面的人，我是喜欢神的律。
Verse 21 and 22. I find then a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me, for I delight in the law of God after the inward man.
使徒保罗呢，他提醒我们基督徒应该顾念所不见。
Now the Apostle Paul reminds us as Christians we ought to seek the things which are unseen.
我们从头一堂开始已经和弟兄姊妹做了一些的解释。
Now from the first message together we have somewhat explained this with brothers and sisters.
我们说过神在他的工作中立下了一个法则。
We have mentioned that amongst the work of God he have established a law.
就是看不见的控制看得见。
And this law is that which is unseen will control that which is seen.
这无论在物质的世界，在属灵的世界里面，这个原则都是一样。
Now, regardless of the physical world or the spiritual realm, this principle is the same.
我们说过，我们顾念所看不见，到底有什么是看不见的呢？
Now, we have mentioned when we speak of things unseen, what are those things that are not seen?
第一个，神是看不见。
First, God Himself is invisible.
啊，第二个。天使是看不见。
Secondly, the angels are unseen.
无论是好的坏的天使你都看不见。
Whether good or evil angels, they are also invisible.
第三个，神的律，控制整个宇宙的律是看不见。
Thirdly, the law of God, the law which he established could control, govern the whole universe is unseen.
我们在第二场里面讲到神的目的是看不见。
In the second message, we share that the purpose of God is unseen.
必须借着异象才能被启示出来。
But it is through revelation that it is revealed, made known to us.
我们昨天也讲过。
And yesterday we shared.
永远的事是看不见。
Now the eternal matters, they are unseen.
暂时的事情都是看得见。
But that which is temporal, they are seen.
那么今天早晨我们来到另外一个点。
This morning we'll come to this other point.
使徒保罗告诉我们里面的人是看不见。
The Apostle Paul tells us that the inner man is unseen.
但是里面的人是需要被更新的。
Yet the inner man must be renewed.
所以作为基督徒，我想可能大多数的弟兄姊妹都能知道我们基督徒有里面的人跟外面的人之间的一个区别。
Therefore, as Christians, we know the difference there is outward man and the inward man.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹你知道吗？
I don't know if brothers and sisters realize this.
什么是里面的人呢？
What is the inward man?
有弟兄们这样解释啊，这个里面的人就是我们里面的灵。
Now some brethren explain it this way, the inward man is the spirit that is within us.
或者是称为属灵的一个生命。
Or the spiritual life that lies within us.
但是呢，我个人的领会啊，
But personally, my understanding,
这个里面的人 是神的生命跟我们的生命结合的那一个人。
This inner man is the life of God and our life when it is in union.
使徒保罗在哥林多后书十二章曾经讲过。
The Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 12 says,
他说我认识一个在基督里面的人。
He says, I know of a man in Christ.
他说这人。
And this man,
弟兄姊妹，那就是指他里面的人说。
And that is speaking of the man within.
那么保罗也告诉我们，我们不仅有里面的人，我们还有外面的人。
Now, not only do we have an inward man, we also have the outward man.
什么是外面的人呢？
And what is this outward man?
外面人就是我们人的身体和我们的魂。
Now, this outward man is our physical body and our soul.
这个是可以看得见。
This is something that's seen.
你看，今天我们每个人都有一个身体，我们可以看见。
All of us have a physical body. We can see one another.
哎，我们也可以看见这个人的魂的一种特性。
And we can see some unique characteristics of our soul.
哇，有的人非常的聪明。
And some are very smart.
有的人非常的能干。
And some are very talented.
有的人脾气很大。
And some have a great temper.
那么你就是看得跟一清二楚的。
And we can see very clearly those things.
这都是外面的人。
And this is the outward man.
这个呢也被称作是天然的生命的东西。
And this is our natural life.
所以在我们基督徒一蒙恩得救之后。
Therefore, as Christians, once we are saved by grace.
我们很快就发现在经历在感觉上面。这是两种不同的感觉。
Very quickly we realize in our experience, in our feeling, is vastly different immediately.
那么弟兄姊妹，这是很重要的一个认识。
Now, brothers and sisters, this is a very important understanding.
我们在哥林多后书四章这个十六节这里啊。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 4 here.
尤其中文圣经这句翻译给我们带来很大的误解。
Now, in the Chinese translation, it gives us some misunderstanding.
过去我也是这样领会。
And this is how I understood in the past.
他说，所以我们不上胆。
We faint not.
虽然外体毁坏。
Though our outward man perish.
哎呀，我们就领会说，哎呀，我们的身体啊，开始慢慢的衰老了，开始这个败坏了，开始不好了。
We would come to understand our bodies, our physical body continues to corrupt, and we grow old and weak, and it's beginning to break down.
不要紧。我们里面的人呢，却一天新似一天。
Yet even so, that is fine because our inward man is renewed day by day.
你看，在圣徒的祷告中，常常引用这句话。
And we can see amongst the saints many times we pray these words.
特别我们对生病的人呢，对那个老年人呢。
Especially to those who are ill or those who are elderly.
我每次祷告一看见他，哦，不要紧，外体虽然一天毁坏一天，但里面的人一天新似一天。
We see those who are elderly and weak, we say, oh, that's fine, even though our outward man perish, yet we're renewed inwardly day by day.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们对于主的话，中文的话的领悟上的一个错误。
My brothers and sisters, this is a misunderstanding we have based on the Chinese translation of the Word of God.
保罗不是说外体是外面的人。
Now, Paul, when he says the outward man, is not merely speaking of our outward body of this man.
其实这里说呢，外面的人毁坏。
And that is when the outward man perish.
这是好事情啊。
That is actually a good thing.
不是坏事情啊。
It is not a bad thing.
因为呢，他用了一个毁坏这个字，这个毁坏是 decaying 的英文就很好啊。
And so in the English translation, it is translated as decaying as we continue to decay.
什么叫做 decaying 呢？
And so outward man decaying,
它逐渐开始腐坏。
And so it is corruptible, it continues to decay.
原来这里有一个秘密。
Now there is this secret there.
就是我们里面的人要生长的话，
That in order for this inner man to grow,
外面的人必须毁坏。
That the outward man must decay, must break and perish.
这是原来保罗的意思。
And this is the original meaning of
Paul. 但是你看，今天我们大多数可能中国的弟兄姊妹领悟都领悟的错了，对吧？
But in general, especially those who are using the Chinese translation, we have a misunderstanding.
哎呀，我们一读到这一章，我们里面马上就是悲情就起来了。
And then when we read this verse, then we become very sad.
哎呀，可怜呢，越来越不行了。
Oh, how sad I am! I'm growing older and older and breaking down.
不不不，保罗告诉我们这是好事情。
No, Paul's telling us this is a good thing.
你里面的人要生长的话呢，外面人必须要朽坏。
That in order for the inner man to grow, the outward man must decay.
圣经给我们一个很好的形容。
Now this is a good description in the scriptures.
主耶稣说他像一粒种子啊，种在地里面。
And the Lord Jesus says we are like a seed that's planted.In the ground.
我们晓得这个麦子啊。
Now we know this wheat.
它有两面，对吧？
There's two sides.
一个外面有个硬壳。
There is a shell on the outward.
然后里面有个人。
And then there is this seed within this man.
我们要叫里面这个人呢，他能够从里面生长出来。
Now, in order for the seed within the shell, this man to grow out.
这个外面的壳呢，必须要朽坏。
Then this outward shell must break, must decay and perish.
所以农夫都知道，把这个麦子种在地里面。
So all the farmers know when you plant the seed under the ground.
因为地里的温度、水分。
Oh, because of the temperature of the ground or the water.
就叫它外面这个壳逐渐的开始朽坏。
Will break down, decay this outward shell.
那个朽坏的结果是什么呢？
And what's the result that the shell perish?
这个里面的人就开始生长。
And then the result is this inner man will begin to grow.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
我们的外面的人是需要朽坏。
This outward man must decay and perish.
啊。那么他这里告诉我们是逐渐的，生长也是逐渐的。
It says that this is gradual. It gradually decays and gradually grows.
所以这个跟时间就很有关系。
So again, then this has much to do with time.
弟兄姊妹，我们活在时间里做什么呢
？Brothers and sisters, as we're living in time, what do we do?
如果用这幅图画来看的话呢
？If we use this illustration,
就是那个外面的人要越来越朽坏。
That is gradually, then this outward man must decay.
你2017年呢，要比2016年毁坏的多一点。
And so in 2017, we have to decay. Came more than 2016.
然后呢，你里面的人呢，就开始一天天的开始长大。
Then within the inner man will continue to gradually grow and mature.
弟兄姊妹，这是神的作为。
Brothers and sisters, this is by the working of God.
所以我们对这句话需要有准确的领悟。
Therefore, we must have a clear understanding of these
words. 若是外面不朽坏
，if the outward man does not decay,
里面的人是出不来的。
Then the inward man cannot burst forth.
因为这个壳很硬呐。
Because this shell is very hard.
基督徒属灵生命成长的秘诀就在这里。
And this is the secret of spiritual growth for Christians.
我们一直要追求成长。
We want to grow.
如果你外面的人呢不肯被朽坏
，If the outward man is not willing to be decayed,
不肯被破碎
，And not willing to be broken,
你里面的生命怎么成长呢
？How then can the inward life grow?
那是不可能成长的。
That is impossible for the life to grow.
所以我们看见神在历史上的作为也是这样。
So we're able to see likewise through the work of God in history.
你看见。摩西是最好的例子。
We see Moses as the perfect example.
是吧？摩西在埃及的王宫里面学了40年埃及的学问。
And in the palace of Egypt, he learned all the learnings of Egypt for 40 years.
大有口才。
And he was very eloquent.
大有知识。
And he was very gifted.
大有能力。
And he was very powerful.
这个呢，只有是什么？是摩西的外壳外面的人。越来越刚硬。
Now, what does this do? This will only enable the outward shell of Moses to be hardened and more strong and powerful.
所以我们基督徒要小心啊。
So, as Christians, we have to be careful.
在跟随主的路上啊。
As we follow the Lord.
有时候知识增加了。
And sometimes we increase in knowledge.
经验增加了。
And our experience increases.
哎，你看见这个人不是越来越柔软，是越来越刚硬。
And we see this person does not get more tender and soft, but more hard.
因为他觉得有本事了。
Because we feel now I'm very capable.
你知道刚得救的人都很谦卑的。
You know those who are newly saved, they're very humble.
哇，刚得救看每个弟兄姊妹都比我长进。
And when I look at brothers and sisters around me, they're more mature than I am.
哎，3年以后走路就不一样。
Oh, but 3 years later, we walk differently.
现在我什么都懂了。
Now I know everything.
那么什么呢？外壳越来越硬。
Because our shell is more hard now.
那么摩西就以为说他这个可以侍奉神。
And Moses said, "Now I can serve the Lord."
这是我们今天很多侍奉主人所犯的同样的错误。
And this is likewise an error that many who serve the Lord commit.
我们以为说现在我们装备了，现在可以服侍。
We think now I'm equipped. Now I can go and serve.
神说不行。
But God says no.
外面的人太硬了。
It is too hard. Your outward man is too hard.
所以。摩西啊，这个外表变得越来越刚硬。
Therefore, the outward man of Moses became hard and more and hard.
他在埃及40年。
In 40 years in Egypt.
所以神就要用旷野40年，把他整个给他破碎。
Then God had to use the wilderness for 40 years to completely break him.
摩西开头不懂啊。
Now Moses did not understand this at the beginning.
神为什么这样对待我呢
？God, why did you treat me this way?
我这个一身的本事，你为什么不用我呢
？Look, I'm so capable. Why not use me?
在那一年年的拖，对吧
？And year after year, you delay God.
我曾经跟弟兄姊妹讲。他快到70岁的时候，他就写90篇了。
And then I told brothers and sisters, when he's about 70, he wrote Psalm 90.
他提醒神呐、啊。
And he reminds God.
神呐、啊，人的一生是70年。
God, only all the days of a man's life is 70 years.
再过一阵子，我恐怕不行了。
Perhaps after a short period of time, I cannot do anything anymore.
但是弟兄姊妹们，神的手在他身上要做破碎。
But brothers and sisters, the hand of God is to do the breaking work upon Moses.
等到80岁的时候。
Until he was 80. shady.
整个外壳朽烂。
Now when the outward shell is completely broken,
神说可以了。
And God says, now is the time.
现在神能用它。
Now I'm able to use you.
我们看见他后面最后四十年被神所用。
And then we're able to see the last 40 years of Moses' life, how he used by God. And he was bringing great glory to God.
他在人类历史上。
In man's history, he was one who first brought the glory of God upon this world. It is the greatest glory of God upon this world. That is because now the outward shell of Moses is decaying, perished before God. And this inward man then begins to grow.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是神工作的法则。
So brothers and sisters, this is the principle in which God works.
所以哥林多后书四章十六节。
So in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 16.
希望弟兄姊妹，我们能够有准确的领会。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, may we have a correct understanding of these words.
保罗为什么说我们不上胆呢？
Why does Paul say we faint not?
看见外壳越来越破坏。
Look, my outward man is breaking down.
里面的人天天的更新。
It's because now my inward man is renewed day by day.
啊。我想我们从今天开始起以后啊
，So I think from this day on，
不要光把它领会成一个外体肉体。
Let us not understand this outward man is merely our outward body, this physical body。
那么弟兄姊妹们
，Now brothers and sisters，
神的心意啊
，The heart of God
是要叫我们里面的人能够成长。
It is in order for the inward man to mature。
老实讲呢，为神做事情。
Now, honestly, when we are working for God,
神是要里面的人做事。
God is designed for the inward man to work.
他不是要外面的人做事。
It is not for the outward man to work.
所以呢，当你里面的人开始成长的时候，
So, as the inward man grows,
你就开始更多会顾念所不见的东西。
The more, all the more, we're able to be mindful of the things
that are
unseen.
我们今天呢，对于看不见的事物呢，觉得陌生啊，觉得玄妙。
Now, as far as the unseen things, we think it is very unfamiliar, very abstract.
有个很大的原因就是什么？你里面的人没有成长。
Now, a very possible reason is because the inward man is not mature enough.
你里面的人越成长
，the more the inward man matures，
就越顾念那些看不见的事物。
The more we're mindful and seek the things that are unseen.
我们对于看不见的事物
，as far as the things that are unseen，
我们越过里面。越清楚。
All the more we become more clear on the things that are unseen.
而对于外面的人所喜欢的事物，
as far as what the outward man delights in，
越来越远离。
The more we draw away from those things，
甚至越来越厌恶。
And even to a point that we despise those things。
所以你看保罗为什么说呢？我看万事如同粪土。
And that's why Apostle Paul says, I view all things but dung。
其实这句话对很多基督徒来讲很困惑的。
Now actually these words of Paul really troubles Christians。
我们祷告说主啊我们要看万事如同粪土。
And we pray, Lord, I have to feel all things but dung.
眼睛一张开就开始抓粪土。
But when we open our eyes, after we pray, we immediately grab for those dung.
哇还被抓得很有兴趣抓得 很高兴。
And we grab for those dung, that's rubbish, very excitedly, with a lot of interest.
抓得越多越好。
And the more we grab, the more it's better.
我们已经讲过了。
And we've said,
眼见的事物因为在保罗眼中看都是暂时的。
Because all these things in the sight of Paul, they are temporal.
的确有一天神要把这一切所有整个的旧照统统把它丢在。
Which is true. One day God will wrap up all these old creation and throw them into the fire.
你知道吗？我们神呢有一个大的焚化炉在那里。
You know our God has a great furnace there.
等着呢。
It's awaiting there.
时间一到就通通进去了。
And when the time comes, all is thrown into the furnace.
那我们会把什么东西丢到焚化炉去？
Now where do we throw things that are in the furnace to be burned?
只有垃圾垃圾才丢进去，对不对？
Only rubbish, garbage we're throwing into the furnace.
所以这是保罗的眼光。
And this is the sight of Paul.
今天如果你里面的人没有成长。
Today, if the inward man is not mature,
你用这些话是不适当的。
And when you use these rubbish, it is not appropriate.
的确，你看见基督徒里面越成长，他对世界上的事物的爱慕就越来越减少。
That is true. When we see as Christians mature, the less love they have toward this world.
在我成长的过程中也是这样。
It is my experience as I grow.
年轻时候有些多东西啊，觉得都放不下，爱得不得了。
There are certain things I just cannot let go. I just love them so much.
慢慢过来了。里面的主的恩典多了。
But gradually, as time passed, the more grace of the Lord upon me.
看那些东西也没什么。
No, those things really are meaningless.
是不是呢？
Isn't that the case?
那么就像保罗一样的。
Just as Paul.
保罗说，用事物的像不用事物的。
That I can use all things, but I can do without them.
我们有多少弟兄姊妹真的是活在这样的光景中
呢？ Now, how many brothers and sisters can we live in this condition?
哇，这个世界东西我们不能用的。
Oh, there are things that I need to use.
因为你一用就爱上了。
Now, but if I use them, I just fall in love with them.
哇，这个不得了，这个人呢、啊，这个这种欲望，这个东西很可怕。
Now, this lust that we have is very frightening.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
我们需要里面的人开始成长。
We must have the inward man grow and mature.
他就会顾念的看不见。
Then we become mindful and seek the things unseen.
对属灵的事情。
Then, as far as spiritual matters,
越来越有深处的爱慕。
The more we grow to desire and love the spiritual matters,
越来越有强烈的感觉。
And we're drawn and have strong desire for them.
我们知道教会光景的软弱，软弱在哪里、啊、
Now we know the weakness of the church condition. Why is it weak?
就是我们对属灵的事情呢马马虎虎。
Because we're so casual and careless about spiritual matters.
对我们自己的事，对世界的事感觉强烈。
But as far as our own things and the worldly affairs, we're very strong desire.
教会的光景。就显出来非常的软弱。
And that is the condition of the church, very weak.
所以在那些复兴的年代
Therefore, in the revival ages,
你看见你把千万的金银摆在这些弟兄姊妹跟前，他根本算不得什么。
Even with much more gold and silver placed before the brethren during the revivals, they are meaningless to them.
所以你看那个昨天我们弟兄讲到以斯拉
And as our brother shared on Ezra yesterday,
我每次读他的故事，我也里面很受感动。
And when we read the story of Ezra, we're greatly moved.
这个君王把那一吨一吨的那个金银摆在他跟前呢。
And when the king put all the gold and silver before him,
他如果拿两块的话呢
？If he just took a little bit,
这个人家也不知道那么。他恐怕也觉得也还可以。
It's unknown to others. This is very reasonable.
你知道今天很多侍奉主人都是这样。
Now many who serve the Lord today act that way.
我们实在需要主的怜悯。
We need the Lord's mercy.
守节心清的跟随主。
That with pure hands and a clean heart we follow the Lord.
千万金银摆在眼前。
And even if riches are placed before us.
一点都不动心。
And we are not moved at all.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
这个不是个人的一个节操，这是里面的人刚强，里面的人长大的现象。
It is not because I can control myself and this is my standard, but it's the inward man that grows.
而他们对天上的事物，对神的事物有强烈的感情。
But it is toward the heavenly matters, the matters of God, we have a strong, great desire.
你看尼希米也是这样。
It is the same with Nehemiah.
他当这么大的官呢。
And when he is such a high-ranking official.
甚至回到了以色列地，他还是省长。
And when he goes back to the land of Israel, he's the governor.
哇，这个有高官的一个人。
And he has a high-ranking official.
但是为着神的家。
But for the sake of the house of God.
完全。看如粪土
and that is but dung to him.
弟兄姊妹，这就里面的人长大，你才会有这个心。
Brothers and sisters, only when the inward man grows, then you have this vision.
所以我也知道，今天我们要求弟兄姊妹从外表要去叫你不要爱世界，不要爱世界，不要爱世界，非常困难。
So I realize that when we outwardly tell brothers and sisters, do not love the world, love not the world, it is extremely difficult.
我年轻时候都经过这个。
And when I was young, I went through that experience.
年长弟兄们在台上在大声疾呼，不要爱世界。那个时候叫我们说不要看电视。
And so the older brethren in my day said, do not love the world, and that example is do not watch TV.
但是我一回到家，那个电视吸引力大得不得了。
But when I go home, that TV is calling for me, attracting me.
你们原谅我这样讲。
Now forgive me for putting it this way.
一个在讲台上大声呼喊的人呢。
Now those who proclaim loudly on the pulpit.
有一天凑巧我到了家里看他也坐在电视机前面。
One day I was by his home and I see him sitting before watching TV.
就像这个保罗这个责备犹太人一样的。
It's just like Paul when he rebukes the Jews.
你叫人家不要做，你自己还做。
You tell others not to do, but you yourself do the very things.
弟兄姊妹，到今天我能体会，因为我们里面的人软弱。
Brothers and sisters, I can understand today is that's because our inward man is so weak.
叫一个里面生命软弱的人叫他不爱世界，非常困难。
When you ask someone who is weak inwardly to not do something, to not love the world, is extremely difficult.
今天很多青年弟兄姊妹。
Now many young brothers and sisters today.
叫你从今天开始起呢，你不要再玩这个手机了。我看做不到。
I said, okay, let's write down today. You begin not to go on your devices. It's impossible.
不要紧，你要好好的追求。
But you pursue well.
让这个外皮越来越毁坏。
And when the outward man continues to decay.
就叫你去爱，你也不要爱了。
And even if you tell them to love it.They won't love it.
所以呢，属灵事情要按照属灵的法则走。
Therefore, with spiritual matters, we have to walk according to spiritual principle.
所以这个里面人的现象，它就是他会顾念看不见的东西。
This inward phenomenon is then we'll be mindful of the things not seen.
在 罗马书第七章的里面
，In Romans chapter 7，
保罗说我们里面的人呢，爱慕神的律
，And that the inward man delights, loves the law of God。
啊，我们过去和弟兄姊妹讲过什么是神的律
，And in the past we shared on what is the law of God。
神用生命的律。用圣灵的律、属灵的律在带领我们。
God uses the laws, the spirit of life to lead us.
你真正爱主了。
And if we truly love the Lord.
哇，你立刻会落到罗马书第七章的光景。
Immediately we're in the conditions of Romans chapter 7.
哎呀，我们就开始里面打仗。
And there is a battle within.
啊，这个有时候打得很难过。
And there's a fierce battle within.
啊，心里面想。要顺着神的带领。
And in my heart, I delight to walk according to the Lord's guidance.
肉体里面呢，有死亡，有败坏的律在控制我们。
But in my flesh, there's the law of sin and death that is leading me.
所以保罗讲说，我每次想要做好处，哎呀，就发现那个恶就跟我同在。
And so Paul says, each time I want to do good, I realize that evil is present with me.
你看奇不奇妙？这是我们的经历。
Now, isn't that a wonder? That is our experience.
哎，我不想做的时候，他也不来。
Now, when I don't want to do it.The evil does not come.
我们一要做，他就来了。
But when we want to do good, evil is present within me.
对吧？你们像这次参加特会一样，你一就要报名，他那个恶就来了。
Isn't that our experience? When I want to register for the winter conference, then evil is present.
你好不容易有几天假期，在家里休息休息吧。
I have a few days off. It's a perfect time for me to rest at home.
弟兄姊妹们，保罗当初也是这个挣扎很厉害。
Brothers and sisters, this is also the struggle that Paul went through.
因为保罗蒙恩得救，他知道属天事物的重要。
Now, because when Paul was saved by Grace, he knows the importance of heavenly matters.
他知道那个宝贵。
He knows the preciousness of it.
他要往这方面追求。
And he wants to go toward this direction.
因为他已经蒙恩得救。
Because now he's saved by grace.
他里面的人已经开始苏醒。
Within him, his inner man is awakened.
但是他发现这个征战非常厉害。
But he discovered this is a fierce battle.
所以你知道神为什么把这个圣经给我们。
And that's why God gave us the scriptures.
不仅给圣经。
Not only the Bible.
神也把圣灵赐给我们。
But God also gave us the Holy Spirit.
因为神知道这场征战是不容易的。
Because God realizes this is not an easy battle to fight.
凭我们自己的力量你是打不过的。
According to our own strength, we cannot enter into battle.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
当你里面的人开始成长。
When the inward man is strengthened.
你越过越懂得什么叫做神的律。
More and more we know what is the law of God.
啊，这个在我过去的侍奉里面给我带来的这个祝福和福分我是感激不尽的。
And I am thankful for Lord leading me in the experience in my service into this such a blessing.
因为我出来侍奉主也没受过什么训练。
Because as I come out to serve the Lord, I was not trained.
我也侍奉主也没什么一套一套的。
And when I serve the Lord, I don't have this method in that way.
也没什么人来装备我的。
And no one came to equip me.
那么我凭什么服侍主、啊、
So by what can I serve the Lord?
这四十多年来
For over 40 years
经过多少的艰难呢、
啊、Through much hardship
有的那个难处啊我想找年长弟兄交通都没办法的、
At times when I want to seek out fellowship with older saints There's no means
但是感谢神
But thank God
神让我们只要顺着神的律行事
When God teaches us to walk according to His law,
这个难处自然就过去了。
Then this hardship will pass.
多少次的情况都是这样过去。
So many times that is the experience.
我想我不要讲得太详细，让你自己去体会。
Now I don't have to go into much detail. You can experience this for yourself.
只要你里面的人开始成长了
，That is when the inward man matures.
你自然就知道什么是神的律。
Naturally, you come to know what is the law of God.
你也会喜欢神的律。
And you delight and love the law of God.
你活在神的律。
And you live in the law of God.
自然能够带下一些属灵的结果。
Naturally, it will bring forth spiritual fruit.
哎呀，属灵的事情呢，实在不是我们这个外面的，这些东西啊，所能讲得清楚。
Now, spiritual matters is not very easily expressed with our words.
求主怜悯我们。
And may the Lord have mercy on us.
那么我们知道保罗为什么为着以弗所教会、为着神的圣徒里面的人祷告呢
？Now we realize then why Paul prays for the Ephesian church that their inward man may be strengthened.
因为我们知道神借着保罗给以弗所教会写了一个。极大启示的一卷书。
That's because we realize that Paul was used by God to write a great revelation to the church at Ephesus.
保罗的意思是说
，And this is what Paul is saying.
你们现在能明白这些属灵的事，神永远的旨意。
Now that you're able to understand these matters of God, the eternal will of God.
啊，这是非常好的一件事情。
And this is good.
但是我们不是光停留在这么个认识的。
But let us not merely remain on knowledge.
我想。 在我们这个交通的范围里面
I think in our circle of fellowship
哇我们弟兄姊妹们对这个意象对什么基督的丰满对神永远的旨意听了很多啊
I think we have heard much about visions about the eternal will of God the fullness of God
那么连我们中间很多年轻人也是一开口就神永远的旨意、啊、
Now perhaps even for our young people when they begin to speak they say the will of God
但这是好现象
That's a good phenomenon
但这不够的
But it's not enough
因为这是神给的托付、啊、
Because this is what God committed to us
是需要我们承担能够把它实行出来的
We must be able to shoulder this commitment and to be able to walk it out
所以我们知道你对神的旨意认识
Therefore when we come to know of the will of God
那还必须有一个承接神旨意的性格。
Then we must also bear the character to shoulder this commitment from God.
啊，请弟兄姊妹记得。
Now, brothers and sisters, remember.
我们不仅是光要认识神的旨意。
Not only do we want to only know the will of God.
我们还需要建立一个能承接神永远旨意的性格。
We must also be able to have the characteristics to be receivers who shoulder this commitment of the eternal will of God.
有实际出来。
Then they will bring forth reality.
所以因此呢，保罗告诉我们，我们里面的人需要刚强。
Therefore, Paul tells us the inward man must be strengthened.
你外面人刚强没有用的。
It is useless when the outward man is strengthened.
是里面的人需要刚强。
Only when the inner man is strengthened.
你知道在以弗所书第三章里面。
Ephesians chapter 3.
当保罗讲到这个里面的人刚强的时候
When Paul says to be strengthened with the inner man.
这个刚强这个字啊
Now this strengthened.
在希腊的原文里面
In the original Greek.
它有一个意思叫做能干
That this strengthening means you're capable.
对我想这个字大家都很容易明白
I think we understand this word being able.
我们讲一个人外面人很能干我们很明白对不对
Now when we say someone who is very capable, we understand that.
我说这个人真是好能干
Oh, this person is so capable.
啊，这个是我们通用的一个语言
And this is common day language.
但是保罗现在告诉我们说呢，你不是光外面的人要能干，你要里面的人能干。
But now Paul is saying not only is the outward man, this person is capable, but inward man needs to be strengthened. The inward man is capable.
那我在座我看见很多弟兄姊妹都是很能干的。
So I see many brothers and sisters, I realize all of you are very capable.
受到高等教育。
And we are highly educated.
哇每个人都是一身的本事。
And all of us have doctorates.
在公司里面都是被人器重的。
And in the company, we are all highly used.
比较很有作为的。
And when we are very effective.
哇每个人出来的时候你看都是这个样子很神气的。
And then all of us look very great.
啊非常的骄傲。
And we can be very boastful about that.
是不是这样的
Right?
但是我要问你
But I must ask you
你里面的人能干吗
Well, what about the inward man? Is the inward man capable?
你在美国会发现这样的现象
Now, in the US, we see this phenomenon
有人一出来哇这什么博士啊
Someone stands forth to work and they say Oh, this is a doctor And this is an expert
哎，说弟兄请你交通交通吧
Oh, brother, why don't you come and share?
结果呢他一讲起属灵的话
And when they speak spiritual matters
你都听不懂
We can't understand
不是太深奥
It's not very deep
是乱七八糟
But it's just chaotic and confusing
奇怪了
And you wonder
他做世界上的事情你看见这个头脑多清楚啊
When they're at the worldly affairs they're so clear-minded
怎么一讲起属灵事情这么磕磕巴巴的呢
When they are speaking spiritual matters they stumble
我从前就是有一个弟兄啊他这个在我们那里一个大公司做事情的
Now I know a brother who works at a big company
我那天吃饭我说弟兄请你祷告
And so one day we're having a meal I asked brother why don't you pray
他马上脸涨得很红啊
And then I see him blushing
然后他就祷告居然他不会祷告连吃饭祷告都不会
I asked him to give thanks but yet even giving thanks for the meal he cannot do it
当然我不是笑他
Of course I'm not ridiculing him
弟兄姊妹这说明什么呢
But brothers and sisters what does this tell us That outwardly we're very capable
里面的人很小
But inwardly we're very small
所以呢这个是不能侍奉神的
And with this we cannot serve God
因为神要我们侍奉他是里面的人要长
For God delights for the inward man to grow and to serve him
里面的人要越来越能干
And the inward man must be strengthened and capable
感谢主
And we thank the Lord
在经过几年之后
After a few years
哇你看这个弟兄姊妹里面越来越能干
Now this brother within him he was strengthened and very capable
有时候一个祷告哇把整个聚会都带起来了
And sometimes even by simple prayer it will uplift the entire congregation
一点点的话语的交通 通。
And very simple words of sharing.
很多弟兄姊妹都得激励。
And many brothers and sisters are greatly encouraged.
做一点点的事情。
Even working a very little.
显出神的荣耀。
It can manifest the glory of God.
弟兄姊妹这说什么？
Brothers and sisters, what does this tell us?
说明里面的人开始能干。
That is the inward man now is beginning to be strengthened, more capable.
啊，所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
你要顾念所不见。
We must be mindful of things unseen.
啊，你不要一天到晚用你外面的东西在这里。
Do not always use the outward man and look on the outward appearance.
所以使徒保罗。
So the Apostle Paul tells us
that
the inward man must be strengthened.
当然我们刚刚讲过了。
Of course, we already mentioned.
你里面的人要刚强。
In order for the inward man to be strengthened,
你必须外面的人受到对付。
That the outward man must be dealt with.
必须朽坏。
It must decay.
这个都是我们不太愿意的。
And this is something we're not very willing for.
所以我曾经听见有一个弟兄、啊、讲得很好。
So I heard this brother share put it very nicely.
他说一听到这个破碎的功课、啊、
And when I hear this lesson of being broken,
我全身每一个细胞都起来反对。
And all the cells in my body come up to resist against this.
每一个 cell, 每个细胞都反对。
And every cell in my body is resisting this.、
因为把我这个东西放下，那怎么可以
？No, I need to put this down. No way.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
必须是这样的。
But this must be the way。
啊，所以你看，保罗是个聪明人。
And Paul is very wise。
保罗在大马士的路上被主完全打倒在地。
On the way to Damascus, the Lord completely put him to the ground。
神已经告诉他，你外面这个东西是没有办法服侍的。
And God already told Paul at that moment, you cannot serve me outwardly。
难怪在教会历史上有很多爱主的弟兄姊妹。
So we can see throughout church history, there are many brethren who love the Lord. And when they begin to understand this,
他们不惜一切代价为着主撇弃外面的东西。
And with all costs, they will get rid of those outward things that hinder them.
你们知道达比弟兄的故事吗
？And you know the story of John Darby.
哎，这个是被主所用的一个神的仆人。
He is a servant.Been used by the Lord.
He was
great, highly
educated.
And he knew 13 languages.
He
was able to translate the English, the Bible into English and French and German.
Wow, this is, he is Greek,
and he knew well Greek and Hebrew.
And
when he was learning law, he was very, very smart. But at the very end, for the sake of the Lord, all these things he put aside. And he hid himself.
And
a very simple life. And sometimes in his dress, he's dressing like a beggar. And this is his story. One day he was by a train station. And so others see so pitiful, gave him 5 shillings.
他不知道在眼前这是一个伟大的达比，对不对？
But yet others did not know this is the great John Darby.
大有学问的达比。
He's highly educated.
你把他当作乞丐看。
And you treat him as a beggar.
我们的弟兄们为着主的缘故，知道外面的东西必须要被对付的。
And our brethren, for the sake of the Lord, realize all these outward things must be dealt with.
因为他们所寻求的是里面的人要。更好的成长。
For they're seeking for the inward man to grow well.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
一年年的过来。
Year after year.
主看我们不是知识的增长。
The Lord looks at us not for increase in knowledge.
乃是看我们里面生命的成长。
But he looks at the inward growth of life within us.
现在我们知道这个什么叫生命的成长。
Now we know what is this maturity of life.
里面的人开始长。
That is when the inward man is growing.
那外面的人必须被
Then the outward man must decay.
这个在近几百年，这个真理才被恢复。
Now, only in the recent centuries is this truth recovered.
非常的宝贵。
It is extremely precious.
仰望主的怜悯。
And we look to the Lord for His
那么
mercy.
保罗在以弗所书第三章里面。
And so Paul in Ephesians chapter 3 there says,
告诉我们里面的人如何能够刚强呢？
Now how is the inward man able to be strengthened?
当然第一个。
Of course, first,
你需要祷告。
You must pray.
保罗也需要祷告。
Even Paul himself must pray.
我们知道有两件事情 在以弗所书里面，保罗只能用祷告来做的。
And we know there are two things in Ephesians that Paul says he must do by prayer.
第一个，开眼睛的事情。
First, it is a prayer to open our eyes.
人没有办法做的。
Man cannot do this.
这只有圣灵能做的。
And only the Holy Spirit can do this work.
所以保罗为着以弗所圣徒里面的看见祷告。
So Paul, for the vision of the Ephesians, in order for their eyes to see, he prays for them.
那么第二个。
The second thing.
就里面人的刚强。
It is for the inward man to be strengthened.
谁也不能使你刚强。
No one can strengthen you.
那么呢？
Then,
只有借着祷告。
Only through prayer.
祷告就是全心依赖神。
Prayer is to completely depend on God.
祷告的意思就是，主啊，这是我不能，只有你能做。
Lord, I cannot do this. Only you can do this.
所以保罗碰见这个东西。
So when Paul encounters this,
保罗知道这不是借着一点教导、什么追求、什么训练就可以做出来。
It is not by teaching, not by pursuing, not by training we are able to do this.
人在这件事情上是无能为力的。
Upon this matter, man is cannot do it at all.
只有主能做。
Only the Lord Himself is able to do this.
不仅保罗祷告。
Not only does Paul pray.
我们也需要祷告。
We must also pray.
我们要为我们里面的人能够刚强，在主面前要好好的祷告。
Pray for your inward man to be strengthened. Pray well to God for that.
那在他这个祷告文里面
，and this prayer of Paul，
他讲到有两个重要的事情。
There are two important things in this prayer，
能够使我们里面的人刚强起来。
So that can strengthen the inner man.
他第一个就是按着他丰盛的荣耀。
That is according to the riches of His glory.
你看英文呢？觉得比较清楚啊。
Now in the English translation, it's very clear.
我们中文正好把它翻过来翻了。
In the Chinese translation, it's turned around.
我们说呢，荣耀的丰盛。
It says then the glory of His riches.
丰盛的荣耀，其实原文应该是荣耀的丰盛。
But in the original text, it should be the riches of His glory.
当然这是什么意思呢？
So what does this mean?
就说今天你要得住这个荣耀，不是一点点，你要得住丰富的荣耀。
In other words, in order to gain this glory, it's not just a little bit, but the riches of it.
神那个极大的荣耀能使我们里面的人刚强起来。
It is this extremely great, far exceeding glory that can strengthen us within.
所以当然了，这个中文这样翻，你也可以领会啊，丰盛的荣耀啊，荣耀要丰盛。
Now, of course, you can also understand in the Chinese translation is the glory of His riches. Your riches must be glorious.
就算你对神的认识不是这一点点，你要追求更大的认识。
In other words, your understanding, knowing of God is not just merely a little bit, but greater.
那我们在这里说什么是荣耀呢？
So then we say, what is glory then?
什么是荣耀？
What is glory?
圣经告诉我们，只有神是荣耀。
The Bible tells us only God is glory.
所以在我们的经历中间，
So in our experience,
任何说神显现，那就是荣耀。
Whenever God is manifested, that is glory.
所以我们需要神的显现。
Therefore, we need the appearing of God.
我们不是只需要一点点的，我们需要他完全的显现。
We only not delight a little bit, but His complete manifestation.
当他显现的时候，
and when He is manifested,
我们里面的人就能够刚强。
Then within, we're able to be strengthened.
这个对圣徒来讲是真实的经历。
And this is a true experience for saints.
我们看见旧约时代就是这样。
We can see this in the Old Testament.
亚伯拉罕年轻的时候，
and when Abraham, when he was young,
跟着他爸爸一起在那里雕刻偶像。
And he followed his father to carve the idols.
他的父亲呢，很会制造偶像，把这个技术恐怕也传给亚伯拉罕。
And his father knew how to carve the idols well and passed on the skill to Abraham.
父子两个就在那里弄偶像。
And so the father and son both were carving idols.
我们相信那个时候在亚伯拉罕里面满脑子都是偶像。
Now we can believe all that's in the head of Abraham is idols and idols.
忽然有一天，
Now, suddenly one day,
耶和华神显现了。
And the Lord God revealed Himself.
圣经就讲。
And the Bible tells us,
神的荣耀的神向亚伯拉罕显现。
And the God of glory appeared to Abraham.
这个一显现，
And when he appeared,
当然这个偶像就失去光彩了。
Of course, no longer does the idols glitter.
这是我们一般的领会。
And this is our understanding.
其实这个荣耀的显现，
But in fact, this glorious appearance,
就在亚伯拉罕里面的人刚强起来。
But has strengthened the inward man of Abraham.
所以这个刚强到一个地步啊。
So he was strengthened and capable to a point.
神说你离开你的本地本族父家了。
And so he,
他就离开加勒底的乌尔。
He was able then to leave his father's house, to leave the Ur of Chaldees.
哎呀，他的爸爸也不明白。
His father did not understand.
我们在这个乌尔住得好好的。
Hey, look, we're living well here in Ur.
做这个行业很赚钱的。
And we make a lot of money with this business.
怎么忽然要走了呢？
Why do we have to leave?
哎，这个 这个塔拉呢也爱儿子。
And so Terah loves his son.
舍不得儿子。
He can miss his son.
走吧走吧
Okay, son, if you want to go, let's go.
走走走呢只走到哈兰。
And so after they went a distance, they stopped at Haran.
我年轻时候听弟兄讲这个很有趣。
And when I hear brothers share this when I was young, it's very interesting.
难怪他的爸爸名字叫塔拉。
And that's why his father's name is Terah.
叫踢踢拉拉坦的拉拉塔塔。
And in the Chinese sounding, he's dragging his feet. He's not willing to go.
走路不干脆不干净的那么所以他爸爸拖延他结果走到哈兰就停下来
So it's not a clean and crisp cut and he's dragging and they stopped at Haran
那么弟兄姊妹亚伯拉罕为什么会有这样的一个表现
Now brothers and sisters why would Abraham respond in this way
希伯来书也讲
Hebrews tells us
神叫他出去的时候他不知道往哪里去
Now when God called him out he did not know where he was going
只有一个人里面刚强的时候
Only when one man is inner man is strengthened
里面的人能干的时候
And when the inner man is capable
他才会有这种表现
Then he would respond in this way
所以我们最觉得基督徒的生活中好发生的好的事情呢
So when we see good things take place in the life of Christians
就是有一些事情呢发生在里面
That's because there has something that has happened in the inner man
Something happened inside 那个最好
And so that is most best when something happened inside
这些年呢我不多看见这样的弟兄姊妹
Now in the recent years I don't see too much of these brethren
都是根据外面的东西这样那样那样那样
It is all based on outward service this and this and that
我们的行动应该受里面的支配
But our actions shall be directed from within
这个亚伯兰突然就跑了他这些邻居看到他怎么搞神经有问题了
And so when Abraham just picked up his bags and left his neighbors wonder what's going on something wrong with him
他不是发神经啊、
is he going mad crazy
那个时候你跑到旷野里面去了你看看吗
you're going to the wilderness
不他里面有些事情发生
but no there's something happened within 是外
面人不知道的
so outward no one knows
所以弟兄姊妹们
so brothers and sisters
荣耀的神向亚伯拉罕显现
when the God of glory appeared to Abraham
他里面的光景就刚强起来
within he was strengthened
我们知道
we know
以赛亚的故事也是这样。
It is the same story with Isaiah.
啊，以赛亚本来呢，对那个乌西亚非常的崇拜。
Now Isaiah really idolized Uzziah.
哇，乌西亚是他心目中的英雄。
Now Uzziah to Isaiah was his hero.
因为乌西亚年间。哇，他的那个工作做的那个版图非常大。
That is because in the days of Uzziah, his map, his reign was very large.
就是乌西亚外表的工作迷惑住整个以赛亚。
That is all the outward work of Uzziah really captivated.
他觉得整个的盼望都在他身上。
So all of Isaiah's hope was placed on Uzziah.
因为没想到有一天呢，忽然他长了大麻风死掉了。
But one day Uzziah became leprous and he died.
哇，这个叫年轻的以赛亚受不了了。
So this young man Isaiah cannot bear this.
整个希望都破灭了。
And all of his hope was dashed.
他所有的希望都没有了。
No more can he have any hope.
内心非常的痛苦。
So he was in deep sorrow within.
感谢主，他就跑到圣殿去了。
But we thank the Lord, he ran to the temple.
结果在圣殿那里。
And in the temple,
荣耀的神向他显现。
The God of glory appeared to him.
他看见主高高的坐在宝座上。
And he saw the Lord God highly lifted up on his throne.And then the curtains down.
整个荣光充满整个圣殿。
And all the God's glory filled the temple.
哇，那个撒拉夫在那里大声的呼喊。
And all the seraphims cried there and worshipped.
圣哉，圣哉，圣哉。
Holy, holy, holy.
哇，那个连那个门槛都震动了。
And even the threshold shake.
这个大的威荣。
And this majestic splendor.
神为什么要这样做？
Why did God do this?
因为神的荣耀的显现。
Because God of glory appeared.
就使以赛亚里面的人开始刚强。
Was able to strengthen the inner man of Isaiah.
所以从那天开始起
，So that from that point on，
以赛亚的侍奉不一样。
The service of Isaiah was vastly different.
得着启示
，He received revelation.
预言讲到基督的降临。
He was able to prophesy the descent of the Lord Christ.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
我们必须有主荣耀的显现。
We must have the God of glory appear.
以西结是这样。
That's the same with Ezekiel.
是吧？ 本来做祭司的。
Now he was a priest.
三十岁应该到圣殿里面去侍奉的。
He was 30 years old. He ought to serve in the temple.
结果整个以色列人被掳了。
But all of Israel was taken captive.
面临这个国破家亡的那个局面。
And the nation was destroyed. All the homes were destroyed.
我们晓得他当时碰见的情况比我们今天看见地上教会的光景更可怕。
And we see the condition which he saw is even more frightful than the condition of the church before us today. And all the people were scattered.
圣殿也没有。所有的祭司都停止了。
And all the priesthood stopped, the temple closed.
在以西结的内心深处产生非常大的痛苦。
And in the depth of Ezekiel's heart, there was great grief and sorrow.
他在被掳的人中
amongst the captives,
他的心向往着天。
And his heart was longing for heaven.
感谢神。
And we thank God.
神知道在这里有一个人。
And God knows there is a man here.
他的心是爱神的。
And his heart loves God.
他是关心神的事情。
He is mindful of God's matters.
神就把几千里外的神的荣耀就从耶路撒冷带到了加巴鲁河边。
And from the glory of God, from thousands of miles away, God brought his glory to the river Kabar.
所以他在加巴鲁河边看见从北方有朵大云，包括闪烁火的大云来了。
And he saw from the north a great cloud with lightning and thundering come appear from the north.
那个是什么东西？
What is that?
这个原来就是什么？在约柜二基路伯中间，约柜中间的英文他们叫 Shekinah 是吧 ？Shekinah 那个东西。
And so that it is illustrated for us is the Shekinah glory that is amongst the cherubims on the ark.
神就把这个荣耀移到加巴鲁的河。
And even God transported this glory from the temple to the river Chebar.
哇！以西结看见一幅非常惊人的一个景象。
And Ezekiel saw this amazing scene.
狂风大作，那个荣耀出现。
And with all the lightning and thunder, the glory of God appeared.
弟兄姊妹，这是神荣耀的显现。
Brothers and sisters, this is the appearance of the glory of God.
这个显现
，this appearing,
让以西结里面的人刚强起来。
Strengthened the inner man of Ezekiel.
所以从那天开始起
，so from that point on,
那么他再也不灰心了。
He was not discouraged.
那么他可以凭着这个荣耀侍奉神。
And he can serve God by this glory.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，so brothers and sisters,
今天。我们要叫我们里面的人能够刚强起来。
Today, in order for the inward man to be strengthened,
需要神的显现。
We need God to appear to us.
求主给我们有爱慕。
And may the Lord give us this longing.
使徒保罗也告诉我们。
The Apostle Paul tells us.
神将来有公义的冠冕。
There is a crown of righteousness.
是给所有爱慕神显现的人。
That God has restored for those who long for His appearing.
主啊。
We pray, Lord.
在今天这个世代中。
Even amongst this generation.
求你人就向我们显现。
And may you appear unto us.
你们原谅我讲一点自己的经历。
Now forgive me for giving some of my personal experience.
在1965年的时候。
In 1965.
那个时候我们在远东的聚会。
There in the Far East Conference.
正面临的一个。空前的一个大变化。
We were facing a drastic change that never happened before.
我们从前所看为完美的，看为我们一生的安身立命的这个地方。
This place where we thought was perfect, this is where everything is just going fine.
一夜之间
，overnight，
产生大的分裂。
There was just a great division.
弟兄姊妹中间愁云惨雾。
Brothers and sisters, it was just chaos.
大家很多人只能流泪。
And many can just weep in that condition.
甚至来到薄饼聚会里面。
Even doing bread breaking.
那个气氛都是非常的低沉。
That atmosphere is extremely low.
非常的压人。
And very suppressive.
很多本来有心侍奉主的青年弟兄姊妹。
Many young people had a heart to serve the Lord.
纷纷的倒退。
Withdrew themselves and backslid.
对整个环境失望。
And they were greatly disappointed with the situation.
内心痛苦。
And they wept bitterly within.
你知道那个时候啊，我才二十岁出头。
And I was only in my early 20s.
但是我已经被这个气氛呢所感染到。
But I was already impacted by such an atmosphere.
我居然有的时候半夜会惊醒。
And even in the middle of the night, I would just awake.
一想到整个教会的破裂，我就流泪。
And when I think how the church was divided, I would weep.
我里面就很痛苦。
And I would be very bitter within.
我就在床上爬起来，跪在那里祷告。
And I just get out of bed and knelt in prayer.
痛哭流泪的祷告。
And I wept bitterly in prayer.
感觉我的家完了，我的家破裂了。
I feel this is my home, it's broken now.
所以在这么样一种的大倒退的光景中。
And in this great backslide.
这么黑暗，这么混乱的一个时期。
When this darkness and chaos.
弟兄姊妹们。我就是在那一年蒙召的，主呼召我出来侍奉。
It was that year the Lord called me out to serve him.
多少人都很惊奇啊
！Many were amazed.
人家这个情况，大家都跑了，你还要服侍啊
？Why is it in this situation? Everyone is running away, and you want to serve?
我永远不能忘记。
I cannot forget.
因为主在我们里，在我里面一点的显现。
God somewhat appeared unto me.
那个荣耀在里面。
That glory was within.
叫我看不见外面的这种混乱和黑暗。
So I cannot see and focus on the chaos externally.
我只觉得侍奉主是我的强烈的喜悦。
But I only feel to serve the Lord was my great strong desire.
我记得我跟我父亲在一起坐下来谈。
I remember sitting down and speaking with my father.
我的父亲劝我。
And my father encouraged me.
他说你不害怕吗?
He said, "Are you not afraid?"
他说你看见教会现在的分裂。
You see the division in the church.
他说比地上的政治更可怕。
It's even more fearful than the politics of this world.
人翻脸就不认人了。
And when you just turn your face, you don't recognize, acknowledge anyone else.
这么可怕的情形。
This is a very fearful condition.
你还要出来服事吗?
Do you want to serve in this condition?
我对我的父亲说
，And I said to my father，
我说我对不起你
，I'm sorry, father。
说不定这一生呢，我没有办法奉养你们。
Perhaps I cannot take care of you for the rest of your life。
因为主要我去服侍他。
And I cannot serve you, but because the Lord wants me to serve him。
我请你原谅我。
And I ask you to forgive me.
我父亲真的很爱我。
And my father dearly loved me。
他也知道，他也是基督徒。
He knows, and he's a Christian。
他也知道，他没有办法阻挡，但他尽量的劝我。
He knows he cannot stop me, but he would encourage me.
很多老师也劝我。
Many teachers encourage me.
旁边的很多朋友也劝我。
Many friends encourage me.
年长的弟兄们也劝我。
Older saints have also spoke with me.
但是弟兄姊妹，神荣耀的显现。是不可抗拒的力量。
But brothers and sisters, the glory of God when he appears to us is one that we cannot resist.
那个时候，我没有办法，我只能把自己交在主手。
At that time, I had no other response except to give myself into the Lord's hands.
弟兄姊妹，这不是年轻人的固执。
Brothers and sisters, this is not the stubbornness of a young person.
这也不是我自己多刚强。
And this is not because I was outwardly stubborn, hard.
是主荣耀的显现。
But it is because the God of glory appeared.
让我们里面的人刚强起来。
So that the inward man is strengthened.
所以到后来我记得哥罗西书的一句话。
So I remember these words in Colossians.
耶稣基督在你们里面就是有荣耀的盼望。
And that is Christ in you, the hope of glory.
所以亲爱弟兄姊妹。
So dear brothers and sisters.
今天我们要侍奉主。
When we want to serve the Lord,
我们需要主的显现。
We need the Lord's appearing.
需要看见神的荣耀。
We need His glory to appear.
我们需要看见丰盛神的荣耀。
We need to see the riches of His glory.
只有这个能使我们里面的人刚强起来。
Only this can strengthen our inner man.
所以保罗知道这个不是人能做的。
And Paul knows this is not something that's doable by man.
只有祷告。
Only by prayer.
今天我们要祷告。
We must pray today.
让主的荣耀重新回到他百姓的当中。
So that the glory of God once will return once again to his people.
但愿多人的眼睛得开。
And many eyes will be opened.
能够看见这个荣耀。
That we can see this glory.
因为神的荣耀不是给什么特殊的人的。
Because the glory of God is not for anyone that is special.
是属于所有神的儿女。
It belongs to all the children of
God. 今天我们要侍奉神。
Today when we want to serve God.
必须里面的人刚强。
The inward man must be strengthened.
怎么刚强呢?
How are we strengthened?
你必须让神的荣耀充满在里面。
We must have the glory of God fill us.
那么不仅按照他丰盛的荣耀。
It's not only according to the riches of his glory.
还要借着圣灵的大能。
But it's also by the great might of the Spirit.
我们知道一提到圣灵
We know when we mention the Holy Spirit.
就提到实际。
It is very real.
你不是光是一个荣耀的看见。
It is not just a glorious vision.
你需要进入实际。
You must enter into reality.
而我们知道圣灵所做的工作呢
We know all the work of the Holy Spirit.
他一方面是引我们进入各样真理的实际。
On the one hand, he is the one who leads us into all truth.
另外一个，他在我们身上有改变的大能。
He is also the one who is able to transform us greatly.
改变我们。
To change us.
所以弟兄姊妹们
so, brothers and sisters,
愿福音16章里面主这样说
In the gospel according to John chapter 16
他说,
the Lord says
真理的圣灵来了他引你们进入一切实际
When the Holy Spirit of truth comes, he will lead you into all truth
圣灵把我们引到主话语的实际里面
That the Holy Spirit will lead us into the reality of the word of God
所以我们需要记住一件事情
So we must remember one thing
所有神的话语都是经历的言语
All the word of God, it is by experience we can enter into
而这个经历是圣灵引进去的
And this experience is led in by the Holy Spirit.
没有任何人能把这个实际给你。
No one can give you the reality of the Word of God.
今天呢
Now today,
各处尤其青年的弟兄姊妹
Now all over, especially for the younger brothers and sisters.
我们一直想要追求那个所谓实际的路。
And we want to pursue a way that is practical.
弟兄姊妹，怎么样能够 practical 呢
？Brothers and sisters, how can we be practical?
只有圣灵把你带进去。
Only the Holy Spirit can lead us in.
今天呢，很多人呢，这个胆大妄为。
Now today we're very bold.
哎呀，我们为人呢，找出几个规条了，跟他讲讲，就以为是实际。
Now let me just set up some guidelines for you, and that is practical.
你代替圣灵的工作了。
Are we trying to take the place of the Holy Spirit?
你想想看，你是站在一个多么可怕的位置上呢
？Now if we do so, consider the position we stand.
我们一个弟兄。
There's a brother.
他有一次就跑来跟我讲。
One time he came and told me.
他说你老说跟随圣灵。
And you always say preaching follow the Holy Spirit.
他说我不会。
He said I don't know how.
他说你能不能简单一点呢
？Oh, can you be more simple?
我说怎么简单
？I said what do you mean?
你就照着圣经里面给我写个四条八条的。
No, so according to the Bible, write down some guidelines for me.
我照着做就好。
And then I'll just follow what you write down. Then that's easy.
哦，我说弟兄对不起。
I said no, brothers and sisters, I cannot do this.
绝不能做这个事情。
I dare not do this.
我不能代替圣灵的。
I cannot take the place of the Holy Spirit.
只有真理的灵引我们进入实际。
Only the Spirit of truth can lead us into
reality. 所有神的话都是圣灵引我们进入的。
Oh, it is the Holy Spirit who will lead us into all the Word of God.
那么他不仅引我们进入话语的实际。
Not only will he lead us into the practicality of the Word of God.
他也引我们进入生命的实际。
But he also leads us into the reality of life.
今天神把一个生命赐给我们。
Today God has given us life.
我们需要在这个生命上有经历。
We must experience this life.
所以圣灵就在环境的里面给我们安排这个安排了。
So the Holy Spirit is the one who arranges all our circumstances.
所以过去弟兄们
So the brethren before us
用了一个非常好的一句话
They used these very fitly words
叫做圣灵的管制
It is the government of the Holy Spirit
其实圣灵的管制就是实行的十字架
Now the government of the Holy Spirit plainly put is the cross
所以呢你从你蒙恩得就开始起
So ever since we're saved by grace
圣灵就接管你所有的生活
NowThe Holy Spirit will take over to rule, govern our life. 他也在你生活中做一切的安排。And he is the one who will make all the arrangements for our life.
甚至啊，你为什么嫁给这个人？你为什么娶了那一个？
Even to a point,
都在他的管制。
Why do you marry this person and your husband and wife? The Holy Spirit is governing.
甚至你在为什么在这个公司里碰见这个老板呢？
Even to a point, why do I have this boss in this company?
为什么碰见那些人事物？
And why do I meet all these people around me?
圣灵在一切事物上管制。
It is the Holy Spirit who governs over all of this. Why?
为要把我们引进。生命的实际里
It is in order to bring us into the reality of life.
若是没有这些环境上的变化
without these circumstances,
我们怎么样能够进入这个实际呢
That transforms us. How can we enter into this reality?
所以感谢我们的神
So we thank our God.
他是何等的爱我们
How much he loves us.
他差遣这位圣灵住在我们的里面
He has the Holy Spirit abide in us.
天天在这里看
And daily he cares for us.
啊，管得非常细啊。
Now his care is very detailed.
你讲个错话，他就告诉你错了。
When you speak a wrong word, he reminds you you spoke wrongly.
甚至有时候你里面出现一个不好的意念，他说不对。
Sometimes you have a bad thought. The Holy Spirit reminds you that is wrong.
细到这么个地步。
And it is so fine and detailed.
生活上很多小事情他都管。
Even on the very small meticulous matters, he governs.
弟兄姊妹，这说明什么
？Brothers and sisters, what does this tell us?
这说明我们很尊贵呀。
It just tells us we are very noble.
因为将来我们要做王的。
Because one day were to reign.
所以呢，他就要管得很细。
So, the teaching is very meticulous.
所以我们有首诗歌讲得很好。
So, there's a hymn that puts it well.
他说因为爱你的缘故。
Because for the sake of love.
愿意遵守圣灵最小的命令。
That I would keep the smallest command of the Holy Spirit.
所以基督徒的生活是从最小的命令上面。
So the life of a Christian ought to begin with the smallest things, the small commandments.
不是说光是我现在要讲道，所以我来顺从圣灵。
Oh no, I have to preach now, so I better follow the Holy Spirit.
我要传福音，所以我顺从圣灵。
I have to preach the gospel, so I better follow the Holy Spirit.
不，你在家里对待你的妻子，你就学习顺服圣灵。
No, even as you have your relationship with your wife at home, you obey the Holy Spirit.
对待你的丈夫，你就需要学习圣灵。
When you deal with your husband, you follow the Holy Spirit.
但你的孩子也需要学习圣灵。
When you raise your children, follow the Holy Spirit. When you go to work, obey the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
我们真的需要明白这个道理。
We must understand this truth.
圣灵引我们进入生命的世界。
It is the Holy Spirit who leads us into the reality of life.
同时他有改变的大能。
At the same time, he is able to transform us.
他借着十字架在我们身上来破碎我们。
It is through the cross.The Holy Spirit will break us.
So, 有很多的功课都是破碎的功课。
So, there are much work he does, which is to break us.
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
他知道我们外面的人如果不被破碎
he knows that if the outward man is not broken,
里面的人是没办法刚强的
the inward man cannot be strengthened.
所以他安排适合的环境，适合的人。
So he will put the right people, right circumstances around us.
我常常感觉，如果我们今天有这样的领会。
Now, if we have this understanding,
我们基督徒的思想就在正面的东西上，对不对呢
？Then our thoughts, our attitude shall be positive.
我们就不会说为什么这个人在我旁边。
We will not always question why is this person next to me.
为什么那个人在我的身
边 ？Why is that person there？
哎呀，我们常常觉得，哎呀，有他真讨厌。
And we always feel, oh, I really dislike that person.
如果没有他，我可能路走得好一点。
Oh, without him, without her, I probably will be better off.
正好相反。
It is quite the opposite.
因为有他在。
It is because that person is
there. 主才显明你那个路不会走。
The Lord shows you, you cannot go on the way.
帮助你走路呢。
He is to help you on your way.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
啊，我想我年轻从侍奉主。碰见这样的经历实在是太多太多。
I recall when I was young, I encountered so much of such an experience.
我们很需要主的恩典。
And so much we need God's grace.
那么有些年轻人可能听过我的故事，我想为了鼓励你们呢。
Now perhaps the younger people have heard this story, so to be mindful of you.
我刚出来侍奉主时年纪很轻。
When I came to serve the Lord, I was very young.
心智非常的强烈。
Oh, I had great desire.
所以在教会里每次起来交通啊，我那个话讲的都是非常的严厉。
And so I was so determined. Each time I had a chance to share, I was very severe, hard with my words.
因为那个时候在我们聚会里一种气氛。
Because in our gathering, there was this atmosphere at that time.
你的话如果越讲的绝对，人家就觉得你属灵啊。
So when you speak and you're very absolute.With your words, then others will see you're very spiritual.
所以每一次我起来站起来交通，我义正言辞，哇，那个灵也很强。
And each time I spoke, I tried to speak with a strong spirit, very absolute and strong words.
讲完之后，我自己正在那高兴的时候啊。
And so when I finished speaking, and I was very pleased with my preaching.
有个年长的弟兄就来了。
Older brother would come.
其实不是年长，他年纪比我大一点。
Well, he's not really an elder brother. He's a few years older than I was.
他说：“弟兄啊，你很神气啊。”
No, brother, you speak very proudly.
青年才俊啊。
Oh, you are just a young man with a lot of fervor.
很了不起啊。
Now you think you're great.
哇，他就冷嘲热讽啊。
And so he poured cold water upon me.
啊，他这么一讲，我就很难过了。
Man, when he said that, I felt very bad.
那么不止一次。
Not only once.
每一次我讲完，他就来了。
And each time I preach, he will come and approach me.
啊，弄得我早回到房间，在主面前流泪祷告。
And each time after he speaks to me, I go back and I pray and ask for forgiveness to the Lord.
开头不懂啊。
I did not understand this.
我说主，你怎么安排这么一个人老是为难我呢
？I say, Lord, why do you arrange for this one by my side always give me trouble?
老是为难我。
He's always giving me a hard time.
我到底讲错什么了呢
？Now what did I say wrong?
我做错什么呢
？What did I do
wrong? 我自己觉得我没有错啊。
I didn't feel anything was wrong.
我讲的都是真理啊。
I'm speaking the truth.
他为什么这样对待我呢
？Why did he treat me this way?
哎呀。年日久了，心里实在难过。
And so after a long period of time, I felt really, really bad.
所以每次看见他，我心里就难过。
And each time I see him, I feel terrible. 啊，
那么这个心里面呢，虽然不喜欢他。
And even though in my heart I did not dislike him.
但是呢，我也不敢在主面前埋怨什么。
Now I disliked him, but I cannot murmur before God.
当然，按照人肉体来讲，主啊，最好有一天你把他带走吧。
Of course, in the flesh, we think, "Oh Lord, maybe you can take him somewhere else."
好了，结果有一天。
So one day,
我们在会所里面碰见了。
And so we met each other face on.
他又跑到我前面来了。
He came up to me again.
他说：“弟兄。”
He said, "Brother."
你心里面是不是这样想的
？Is this what you think within?
啊。你求主把我这个石头搬开，你好走路。
Is it that you are praying to the Lord to remove me as that stone so you can go on a better way?
哎呦，那些站的我真是镇住了。
And so he really shocked me with those words.
我想我心里正这么想的呢。
Yeah, that's what I'm really thinking.
但是我不敢讲啊。
But I did not verbalize it.
他就预先感觉到了，你看没有。
But he already felt it.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
那天我可是学到功课。
And I learned a lesson that day.
所以我回到房间里面去。
So I went back into my room and prayed.
我说主赦免我。
Lord, forgive me.
我得罪你。
I sinned against you.
我不应该有这个思想。
I should not have such thoughts.
你看我这个意念他都知道。
He knows what I'm thinking.
所以我求你怜悯我。
So Lord, forgive me.
那么这个时候我怎么祷告呢
？How did I pray?
我说主啊。
Lord.
我的度量只有这么大。
This is my measure.
现在你给我个石头这么大
so, but you gave me such a large stone before me.
我吞不下去。
I cannot swallow this.
我求你扩充我的度量。
So Lord, expand my measure.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
主的确听我这个祷告。
The Lord, hear my prayer.
主就把我的度量扩大。
He expand my measure.
哎呀，等到我一接纳这个功课之后、啊、
And when I accept this lesson.
哎。那个弟兄的态度也改变了。
Oh, the attitude of that brother also changed. It's wonderful.
所以后来呢
，So later on,
我们不只是好弟兄，我们成为很好的朋友。
Oh, not only good brothers, but we have become good friends.
哇，弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
这个功课在我年轻时候，实在是非常非常的这个清楚啊。
And this lesson, when I was young, became very, very clear to me.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
圣灵在我们身上有改变的大能。
The Holy Spirit will have this power to greatly transform us through the cross,
破碎我们外面的这个人
，to break the outward man,
好叫我们里面的人能够刚强。
In order for the inward man to be strengthened,
不仅成长
，not only to grow,
并且越来越能干
，but more and more capable.
所以保罗知道一件事情
，so Paul knows this.
今天我们这些基督徒要能承担神给我们这么重大的托付
，today when he has committed unto us such a great commitment,
我们必须里面的人刚强起来。
We must have our inward man strengthened to be capable.
所以在保罗这个祷告里面
，so in this prayer of Paul,
告诉我们你不仅要有看见
，not only must you see,
你也需要有实际
，you must also have the practicality.
这两个是并行的东西
，and they walk together.
啊，所以弟兄姊妹，今天呢
，so brothers and sisters,
在教会里，神要得着一些里面人刚强的
，in the church, God is after those who are strengthened, capable within.
也要得着一般里面的人能干的一般人
，that within there are a group of capable people.
希望一年一年的过来
，so after year,
我们里面的人能够变得越来越能。
So may it be that inner man may be strengthened and more capable.
那么保罗在以弗所书第三章里面也告诉我们。
Now in chapter 3 of Ephesians,
当这个里面人刚强的时候呢
，when this inner man is strengthened,
他就会有一些现象。
There will be some phenomena.
啊，我想我只能简单的提一下。
Now simply, I put it this way.
那么头一个现象是什么呢
？So what is the first response?
就是啊，在这个人身上，主的同在变得明显了。
So upon this person, the presence of the Lord is evident.
主的同在看不见的。
Now the presence of The
Lord is unseen,
but it is revealed, made known through someone.
一个人身上有没有神的同在？
Whether this person has the presence of God, others can feel it.
那我们知道这个同在是借着我们的信心所带进来的。
Now we know this presence is brought in by faith.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
我们知道今天主在这里。
We know the Lord is here today。
你说这你怎么知道
？You say how do you know？
在信心中
，by faith，
我们知道主在这里。
We know the Lord is here。
所以主是喜欢和他的百姓同在的。
And the Lord delights to be present with His people。But in our personal experience，
神的同在是非常非常重要的一件事。
It is extremely important matter to have the presence of God with us。
在这么多年的侍奉里
，in all these years of service，
按照我个人的个性来讲。我个人所拥有的这些才干来讲，实在算不得什么。
According to my own individual personality, all that I'm capable of is very insignificant.
面临很多仇敌的攻击，面临很多的环境，有许多时候我里面是很害怕的。
With all the attacks and the surroundings of the enemy, all those that surround me, I'm very fearful within.
但是有一件事情是我里面。
But there's one thing that is my strength from within, and that is the presence of the Lord.
我一进入这个环境，我只要摸到主同在，我就什么都不惧怕。
Whatever the circumstances, if I can touch the presence of the Lord, I fear nothing.
这个不是一个胆大妄为。
And this is not because I'm bold and I'm very daring.
是主的同在保护我。
But it is the presence of the Lord that keeps me.
弟兄姊妹们，圣经有很多这样例子说明。
There are many examples in the scriptures.
我想最明显的就是约瑟了，对不对
？I think it's very clear about Joseph.
你看约瑟17岁被卖掉。
Now Joseph, he was sold on his A young child, he was in an unfamiliar territory and very dangerous and very testing and much sorrow. How did he go through this? In these 13 years, each day the Lord was with him. So the presence of the Lord is a special, unique characteristic of Joseph. Even Potiphar saw that the presence of the Lord was with Joseph.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们里面的人一开始刚强起来的时候
，Therefore, brothers and sisters, when our inner man is strengthened,
神的同在就明显了。
The Lord's presence is made known evident within us.
这是头一个现象。
That's the first phenomenon.
第二个现象。
The second phenomenon.
就这个人呢，开始在爱的里面生根立枝。
This person begins to be rooted and grounded in love.
哇，这个爱的生活变得丰富起来了。
Now the love is expressed very richly.
爱的生活变得稳固起来了。
Now this love has been rooted and grounded.
你知道我们在爱神的事上。
You know when we love God.
在爱教会的事上。
When we love the church.
哎呀，这个罪是变化多端。
It is so fleeting. It is so always changing.
啊，你说你看这个弟兄忽然发起热心来了。
You see this brother then is very zealous suddenly.
哇，热心啊，热心啊。
Very very zealous all of a sudden.
热心啊。
Very much zeal.
哎，过两天他又冷了。
Now, 2 days later, he grows cold.
你怎么搞的呢
？What's going on？
这个叫做没有根基的。
There's no foundation。
不稳固。
It is shaking。
是吧？可能我们凭着天然的感情在爱神。
Perhaps by natural affection we love God。
所以我们爱神的，一般来讲都是会起起伏伏的。
So that's our experience when we love God. It's ups and downs, ups and downs。
这个在基督徒生活生命中间好像也很自然啊。
It's very natural in the life of Christians。
但是看见有的人里面的人开始刚强。
But we see others when their inner man is strengthened。
开始成长了。
They continue to grow。
爱的生活就稳固。
And the love of life, the life to love the life is grounded and stable。
这个爱显出来的情况就是非常的稳定。
And the manifestation of this love is very stable。
不仅稳定。
Not only stable。
并且怎么样？非常的丰盛。
But also very rich.
因为它深根在爱的里面。
Because it is deeply rooted in love.
它不断的吸收爱。
And continue to absorb the love.
爱的生活变得越过越越越丰盛。
And the manifestation of this life of love is more and more abundant.
有一个小故事，我想你们可能也都知道的。
And I know there's a small story you may be familiar with.
尼托森弟兄年轻的时候啊。
And Brother Watchman Nee when he was young.
他去看一个西国的弟兄叫 George Carton。
And he saw this American brother, George Carton.
那这个弟兄写了一本小小的册子，很出名。
And this is a small tract written by this brother, very famous tract.
叫什么《知行乐》这么一本书了，福音书籍。
And it's a very famous tract.
那么你弟兄特别去看他。
And so brother Watchman Nee went to visit him.
你看他的时候，他已经九十多岁了。
When brother Nee went to visit this brother, he was in his 90s.
他身体非常不好。
He was very weak
physically. 他有时候清醒，有时候就昏迷。
Sometimes he would be awake, alert, others he would be unconscious.
哇，你弟兄站在他的床旁边。
And brother Nee was next to his bed.
忽然他清醒过来了。
And he was awake.
旁边一个服侍他的弟兄就说了。
Brother serving that brother said.
他说。弟兄啊，有一个中国来的年轻的弟兄来看你。
He told Brother George that there is a young brother from China come to visit you.
这个 George Carton 就把眼睛张开看着尼弟兄。
Now, brother George opened his eyes and saw brother Ni.
他就讲了很简单的话。
And very simply he said,
他说弟兄
brother,
你知不知道
do you know,
我不能没有他。
I cannot do without him.
他不能没有我。
And he cannot do without me.
哇尼弟兄一听见这个话眼泪就下来了。
Brother Ni heard these words and he wept.
他看见这个弟兄一生侍奉主。
He saw this brother serve the Lord all his life.
到老年的时候身体已经这么衰败。
In his old age, he is so weak physically.
但是那个里面的爱从来没有减退。
But yet that love within him never diminished.
所以有人形容说这个爱是涨潮的。
And so others say this love is like a tidal wave.
不是退潮的。
It is on a crescent and not receding.
弟兄姊妹们。
And so brothers and sisters.
当一个人里面的人成长开始刚强的时候。
And so when we are strengthened within.
他一个现象就是爱的生活变得稳固变得丰富起来。
That this love is deeply rooted and grounded becomes abundant.
然后呢保罗又告诉我们
and Paul also tells us,
他就可以和众圣徒一同来明白什么是扩长身高
and with all the saints he is able to comprehend what is the breadth, length, depth and height of the love of God
我们中文的翻译在这里的翻译也是有一点点不够清楚
Now in the Chinese translation again is someone lacking
我们中文是说知道神的爱的扩长身高不是他这里是知道什么叫做扩长身高
and so it says to know the love of God the breadth, length, depth and height
什么叫做和众圣徒一同明白啊
well, What does it mean to comprehend with all the saints?
就这个人再也不愿意过单独的生活。
That in other words, this person does not want to be a loner.
他愿意和弟兄姊妹在一起。
He is willing to put himself with brothers and sisters.
并且从弟兄姊妹一同在这里，他领会了一件事情。
That truly, together with brothers and sisters, he come to comprehend
神的工作的伟大无限
the greatness, the infinite work of God
扩长身高
it continues to know the breadth, length, height, and depth of the love
我们知道这个扩长身高这几个字、啊、
we know these words, breadth, length, depth, and height
都是很抽象的字眼
they're very abstract words, right?
什么样的扩叫做扩呢
well, how is the breadth, that is the breadth
什么样的长叫做长呢
what is the length, that how long
什么样的深叫深呢
what is the depth,How deep?
什么样的高叫高呢
What height? How high?
弟兄姊妹，这说明神的工作无限量。
Brothers and sisters, this tells us it's the infinite work of God.
的确。
Yes.
你里面的人越刚强。
The more the inward man is strengthened.
越喜欢过教会生活。
The more we delight to live the church life.
越喜欢跟弟兄姊妹在一起。
And we delight to be with brothers and sisters.
那个身体的生活从这里开始的。
And this is where the body life begins.
然后呢，我们能知道基督那个超越知识的爱。
And then we will come to know the love of Christ which passes all knowledge.
因为这个也是为着教会的生活。
Because this is also for the church life.
因为弟兄姊妹，你知道吗？
Now brothers and sisters,
在教会里的确，可爱的圣徒不太多的。
In the church, there are not many saints who are very lovely, lovable.
这个我们讲现实啊。
Now that's just being real.
有时候感觉这个不大，其实有时候看自己也不可爱。
Now you're not nice to say, but when I look at myself, I'm not very lovely either.
哎呀，这时候你就发现就是什么？我们这么多不可爱的人，主爱我们。
But we see so many unlovable people, yet the Lord loves us.
你不能爱，主能爱。
You cannot love, but the Lord can.
越过什么？越过你的知识的。
So it passes your knowledge.
哇现在我们就知道教会中没有任何不亲爱的弟兄和姊妹。
So then in the church, there ought not to be any brethren who is not dearly loved.
你知道今天呢到今天我们能讲这个话有时候感觉也不大容易。
Now, it is not easy to say these words today.
因为脑子里面想到有几个弟兄总是觉得哎呀。
Because every time we say this, we think of certain brothers and sisters who we just shake our heads.
但是如果你里面的人长刚强起来了
But when your inward man is strengthened,
那个不可爱的你也能爱他
He who is not lovable, you can love.
这就是基督的爱
And that is the love of Christ.
我想这个是一个就是说你里面的人成长的时候他这个现象就是这样
And so when you grow within, that is just a natural phenomenon.
然后最后一个点
And the last point,
你就能被神的丰满所充满
That you might be full with all the fullness of God.
我们昨天讲过
We shared yesterday.
真正的见证
The true testimony.
就是神在永远里面的丰满在时间中出现
That is the fullness of God in eternity will manifest itself in time.
所以这样才能够怎么样才能为神做见证
Then, only then you can be a testimony for God. God.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
so brothers and sisters,
保罗告诉我们，
Paul tells us,
我们里面的人呢，要天天的更新，
that the inner man must be renewed daily.
啊，保罗没有讲说呢，哎，一个礼拜更新一次就好了。
Paul did not say, oh, just renew yourself once a week. That's fine.
我看有很多基督徒他们就讲他们是 Sunday Christian.
And so many Christians will call themselves Sunday Christian.
Sunday 来聚会了也不一定被更新了。
Yeah, so when you come to meet on Sunday, you may not be renewed.
也不是一个月，也不是一年。
Not once a month or once a year.
所以对于这个里面的人成长刚强这个经历是天天的事情。
Therefore, in order for us to be strengthened, made capable is daily experience, day by day.
我们越多的被更新，
the more we're renewed,
我们就越多的能够承担神的托付的指示。
The more we're able to shoulder the commitment which God has entrusted to us.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
so dear brothers and sisters,
我们要让里面看不见的人，
we must allow for the inner man who is not seen
来支配我们外面看得见的人的生活，
to direct the living of the outward man which is seen.
所以因此保罗告诉我们，
so Paul tells us
要顾念看不见的，
to be mindful, seek the things that are unseen.
但愿从今年的年头开始，
so even at the offset of a new year,
我们往后的年日，
and the days to come,
天天所注意的，
daily we pay attention to,
所考虑的，
that we consider,
都是看不见的事情，
are the things that are unseen.
这样弟兄姊妹们，我们在跟随主的路上，
then brothers and sisters, on the way which we follow after our Lord,
我们走在历世历代众圣徒的那个路上，
we will go traverse the same path of the saints before us, how they were,
凭着那看不见的服侍了他们那一世代的人。
According to that which is unseen, they serve their generation.
那么今天我们也能凭着看不见的服侍我们的主。
Likewise, today, according to the unseen, we serve our Lord.
所以感谢主，
we thank
这次让我们有机会在这里一同聚集。
He allowed for me this opportunity to gather together with you.
我开头就讲，
I said at the beginning,
这个感觉是主给我的。
This is a thought which the Lord gave me.
我无可逃避，
I cannot try to run away.
我必须面对这个，
I must face this topic.
所以我只有靠主的恩典，
so by the Lord's grace,
我把这个真理和弟兄姊妹们做了简单的交通，
I can simply have this simple sharing with brothers and sisters on
this truth. 我深深的盼望，
and I deeply hope,
圣灵用这些话，
the Holy Spirit will use these words,
带领我们走余下的年日，
to lead us on our days ahead.
让我们弟兄姊妹们走得正确，
so that brothers and sisters can walk accurately,
走得真正里面充满满足，
and that we will walk to fully satisfy us,
也走得能叫主的心得着满足，
and so that his heart may be satisfied.
愿主祝福所有的弟兄和姊妹，
may the Lord bless all of us.
我们请低头再点祷告，
let us bow our head for a word of prayer.
主，我们在你的宝座跟前只有向你俯伏下拜，
Lord, before your throne we can only bow and prostrate and worship.
我们是什么样的人？
Who are we?
今天你这样的眷顾我们，
that you would be so mindful of us,
这样的怜悯我们，
have so much mercy toward us.
你在我们这些人的里面实在是行了大事，
but within us, indeed, you have done a great thing.
主啊，若不是你开我们的眼睛，
Lord, if you do not open our eyes,
我们根本就不知道如何在你面前侍奉跟随你，
we would not know how to serve you and follow after you.
我们承认，
we confess,
在过去许多的年日，
in so many days past,
我们是瞎眼的，
we are blind,
我们没有看见你的作为，
we did not see your work.
主啊，感谢你，
Lord, we thank thee.
在头一个世纪，
in the first generation,
你在保罗身上做了荣耀的工作，
you have done this glorious work upon Paul.
你引他进入你自己的工作，
and you lead him into your own work,
并且他的一生荣耀你的圣名，
so all the days of his life heglorify your name.
主啊，
Lord,
我们愿意把余下的年日交在你的恩手中，
we want to commit the rest of our days into your gracious hand.
求你带领我们，
may you lead us.
主啊，让我们来顾念所不见的，
Lord, let us be mindful of the things that are not seen.
也愿圣灵让我们能看见人所看不见的，
so that the Holy Spirit will show us things that man cannot see.
好叫我们能够得着你所要我们真正得着的福分，
so that we will be able to apprehend the true blessing which you apprehended us for.
你在我们身上也可以得着你所要得的见证。
And that you will gain the testimony you're after.
我们愿意把自己和亲爱的弟兄姊妹都交在你的恩手中。
We want to commit ourselves and our dear brothers and sisters into your gracious hand.
主啊，一年年的过来。
Lord, year after year.
让我们里面的人成长。
May the inner man mature.
让我们里面的人越来越能够被主所使用。
More and more capable that you can use us.
主啊，你要听我们的祷告。
Lord, listen to our prayer.
用大能的手握住你的教会。
Use your mighty hand to take hold of your church.
我们从深处把敬拜归给你。
And from the depth of our heart, we worship you.
但愿在不多的日子的里面。
In the short days ahead.
我们能握住所有的机会。
That we would take hold, redeem all the opportunities.
我们能赎回过去所失去的许多。
That we would redeem all that is lost.
我们在地上荣耀你的名。
That we would glorify your name on earth.
好叫我们真的能够欢然的来见你。
So that we can truly welcome you with joy.
谢谢你这几天的眷顾和怜悯。
Lord, we thank you so much for your care and your mercy.
垂听我们的祷告
Listen to our prayer.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名
In the precious name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.